We have a legislative hotline for you this morning, and it features 7th District State Senator Shelley Short, along with 13th District State Senator Judy Warnick. They join us live from Olympia right now at the Capitol, where they're busy and heading down the midway stretch now, believe it or not. We're going to talk about that this morning at some point with the senators. But ladies, I appreciate the time very much. Thanks so much for joining us.
Nice to be here. Nice to be here, too.
So, Judy, let's start with you and talk about a town hall that was held just recently. You said this was a virtual session, and tell us about that.
Right. It was a virtual town hall. The three of us from the District 13, Rep. Ibarra, Rep. Dance, and I, and we were able to talk to over 150 of our constituents. Many of them were from Kittitas County, believe it or not, but Just talk about their concerns, their questions, and it was a great way to get people involved without having them travel to Olympia or us to travel out during session. We just can't do it during session to travel back to district. So did it virtually, and it was a great event to talk to people what they're worried about.
Judy, I'd love to get your thoughts, and Shelley, yours as well, about the times that we're living in. They always seem to be called difficult or trying or troubling, depending on what radio ad or newspaper you open up. I'm not sure when times haven't been at least a little bit consternative, but it seems like a lot of folks are worried about an awful lot of things right now. And some of these concerns are beginning to bridge the aisle as far as political partisanship is concerned. So what are you hearing from people about their concerns right now, the folks that are speaking to you in things like this town hall and then also through email and other correspondences with you?
Well, I think, it's all of the above. I mean, folks are concerned about the kind of bills they see in the legislature that continue to erode the freedom of the individual. And the concerns over, increased taxation, we know those bills will be a point of discussion at some point because the state never seems to have enough money. And where does that money come from? And how does it impact those, we're trying to help? And I just think generally people, they're tired of the chaos. Everything seems very chaotic and out of their control. And it's interesting. Some of the Democrat members, I think privately, they agree with us on a lot of things. But obviously, when it comes to those votes, you don't see that them really, veering away from their Democrat caucus, members much. But, it's our job to work with those we think that might be able to enhance a bill and get it passed or to stop a bill. And those conversations are real and are ongoing all the time. We never give up. Each day is a new day, and we want folks to know we're fighting for them.
Yeah, and I agree. And because of all the new changes, we have a new administration here in Washington State, new agency directors, and there are several new members in the legislature. Three in our caucus are new. And so everybody's trying to make their way. But we hear a lot about what's happening on a federal level. We don't have any control over that, but what the decisions that are made in Washington, D.C. Impact what we do for our budget, for some of our bills that we push through. So there is a lot of uncertainty and fear, if you will, because what's going to happen? Senator Short talked about taxes. We haven't really seen the bills yet that we've heard rumors about bills that might be proposed, but we haven't really seen them yet. The one big one is that I've heard that's coming from the House, maybe, is the road usage charge. And that is a new tax against the miles that you drive. I have some real problems with that, and apparently a lot of others do too. Apparently over 20,000 people signed up regarding that bill. The majority, I'd say 95%, were opposed to that bill. But it's very different way of taxing those people who drive on our roads.
I know that bill, as you mentioned, Senator Warnock, is over in the House at the moment. And I have asked our representatives over there when we've talked with them about the kind of traction it's gaining. It seems to be mixed. A lot of Democrats apparently feeling like that would be a good way to raise some revenue for the state. Republicans largely disagreeing with that sentiment. Have you heard anything, or are you hearing anything in the House about the Senate about what your fellow constituents there are saying regarding this bill? We know the public's outcry, but what about the senators themselves?
I haven't had any conversation with any other senators other than of concern. I don't sit on the Transportation Committee, and that's where it would come first. And so we'll wait and see if they send it over, but I don't think in our caucus anyway, there'll be a lot of support for it.
Well, I want your listeners to know too that we have proposed legislation basically taking the sales tax from the sale of vehicles and actually putting it to transportation. Folks might be surprised that that money does not go for transportation. And if you did that in a thoughtful way to really minimally impact the state budget, that would put billions of dollars into our transportation system. We know our transportation system is important. It's what our kids use to go to school and people to and from their jobs, and the important trade that we do with our goods that go, you know, across our state and into other states. And it's a huge issue. But the biggest thing right now is it's essentially double taxation, because the gas tax is already bonded and used for projects that we've seen across the state. And so those bonds aren't paid off yet. And while the state would tell you, well, we'll give you a credit, you know, of the gas tax that you pay against the road usage charge, they freely admit that system is not set up yet. And we're not exactly sure how to do it. You know, that doesn't really give you a lot of confidence that in fact people won't be double taxed to pay for transportation. So it's going to be really interesting to see if the bill gains any traction at all.
Senator Short, that money I would assume you're just referring to from the sale of vehicles, that goes into the general fund then?
It does. The only thing that is protected for transportation is the gas tax. All other revenue goes, even the revenue for education too, goes into the general fund.
All right, very good. We'll follow that. We certainly have been here, written a couple stories on it at KPQ, and we'll be chatting with our legislators about it as we continue our legislative hotline sessions throughout the course of the 2025 season. Again, joined today by 7th District State Senator Shelley Short, along with 13th District State Senator Judy Warnock, live from Olympia. Shelley, moving back to you, we wanted to talk about where the sessions were at right now, because believe it or not, we're heading toward the midway point. So now that we are heading toward the midway point, what are some of the cutoffs that are coming up and other things that are happening?
Oh, great question. I appreciate that. So tomorrow is the deadline for bills in their committees to be voted out, you know, to receive committee action. If those bills are not voted out by tomorrow's deadline, then they're essentially dead for session. The only caveat to that is if a bill is determined by the Senate majority Democrats to be quote unquote necessary to implement the budget, those bills stay alive throughout the session. But what happens, you know, as we go forward, because we are nearing that midway point, is now the focus will be on the budget committee. In the Senate, that's called Ways and Means, but it's a budget committee, and they have bills that, you know, have a certain amount of cost to them. And so that committee will be looking at those. I've heard that a lot of bills are probably not going to make it out of that committee because of the significant cost of some of the bill proposals. And so we'll stay tuned. From there, then we'll be on the floor full time to look at whatever bills have come through the Senate process thus far.
All right. And Judy, anything to add to that?
No, I we call it the dying season. Our bills are dying because they don't make it through the policy process. But as Senator Short said, there's still, if it has to do with a budget item or a line item, it can be necessary to implement the budget. But then I've also seen where some legislators will take a bill, the idea of a bill, and insert it into the budget in a what's called a budget proviso. So we have to watch that also to make sure that the policy that we may support or not support, it might still be alive through the budget process.
Senator, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Shelley.
I was just going to say, just to remind listeners, one of the challenges we have with the budget and the situation our state is in is because of pushing costs out in future years. We've seen that with a lot of new programs that were passed, albeit good policy, but the challenge of how you pay for it. And that's a significant reason we're in the state we're in. With the deficit, if you will. I shouldn't use the word deficit because we're not supposed to have one in the state of Washington. We have to pass balanced budgets. But I just give an idea of a bill that came out of our Rules Committee last night. And again, great bill, needed for child care. But guess what? They're going to push the cost of that into the future years. And I'm like, wait a minute here. You know, this is a continuation of why we're at where we're at in the state. And it's particularly difficult when you are a social service agency or an entity that just really helps people in your community and they rely on those funds. We've had a lot of meetings with folks like that and organizations that do important work. You know, they're nervous because they see potentially their programs getting cut in some fashion. But my frustration, again, with this particular bill that came out of Rules is once again, we're doing the same thing and supporting it. The reason that we're in the budget situation that we're in. And I just wanted to highlight that we've got to do a more responsible look to, you know, to the budget and how we prioritize what we do for Washingtonians.
What we've been doing, we had a presentation from our budget lead and it's, we've been working on the layaway plan, the good old fashioned, I want to buy something, I'm going to lay it away, I might make a down payment on it, but then I'll pay for it later. And I think people don't necessarily do layaway plans as much anymore because of credit cards, but we've been pushing the payment for a lot of these good programs, like Senator Short said, but we've been pushing it down the road and it's coming to fruition right now. We've got to either fish or cut bait.
Yeah, boy, I hadn't even thought of the idea of a layaway plan in a while. Credit cards offer instant gratification, like you're saying. So easier to get what you're wanting now and then pay it off later, at least in theory, rather than to actually put money towards it and then eventually have it pay off for you when it's time to pay for it all. Ladies, I appreciate the time this morning. I've only got a few minutes left. Judy, let's stay with you real quick. I know there was something that came out of Human Services you wanted to mention this morning.
I'm concerned with kind of the culture of our Human Services Committee this year. It is helping more and more rehabilitation of incarcerated folks, and from the juveniles up to the adults. But I don't hear a lot about what we can do to help the victims of those that are incarcerated. And the phrase that was used yesterday on the floor is this bill, the rationale for this particular bill, 5219, it fits them best. They were talking about the incarcerated folks. They weren't talking about the individuals or the victims. So I that's what I'm concerned about. We're more concerned about our incarcerated folks getting out of prison, out of jail, than we are of helping our victims. So just being, making people aware of that.
And then also, Senator Short, to finish out with you, some ag bills you wanted to highlight this morning.
Right. One is a bill that is a long time coming. Oftentimes we look at the cost of bills to the state of Washington, but we don't look at the cost of bills to agriculture or to say local government. This bill would basically make the state system, for the bills that are considered, if there's an impact on agriculture, what does that monetized impact look like? I'm super excited. The bill's doing well. We should vote it out of committee today. The other one is really focused on habitat. And we know that even our state system, our permitting system, gets in the way of really good projects that do great things for habitat across the state of Washington. And these projects get hung up. So this bill would actually streamline that process, which I'm also really excited about. And that too seems to be doing well and should be voted out of committee today.
All right, very good. We'll follow that and maybe talk to you a little bit more about it in a couple of weeks when we reconvene with, again, 7th District State Senator Shelley Short and 13th District State Senator Judy Warnick. They're joining us this morning here on the KPQ Morning Updates, KPQ Legislative Hotline. Again, ladies, I appreciate the time very much. Thanks for all the work you do in Olympia, and we'll get a chance to chat again, as I mentioned, in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.